This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea.
Yes?
Thank you for asking. I would like to take you two out to lunch. Are you game?
Let's do it. Where are we going?
We are going to the Lowry. I love the Lowry.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite places. They have such good apps, and there are various ways that they can serve you. Three ways. First, we can go inside, or you can order online for the Lowry from one of their delivery partners, or you can pick it up from the restaurant. Should we go inside, though?
Yeah, let's go inside. Let's go have some breakfast.
Okay, and then we'll get some food to go, and it's all my treat.
Can we get food for like 3 days? I'm just asking for a friend.
I think you're kind of stretching my generosity, but they do have amazing breakfast and mimosa flights and Bloody Marys. But Dawn, I don't think you can get the Bloody Marys to go.
All right.
Ooh, and it's Bloody Marys all day, every day.
Well, but I thought Mama needed a beer. Don't you want some Free House beer at the Lowry?
Yeah, actually, let's do it all. Why not? I'm
Dawn,
thirsty, and I get out.
I guess I'll be driving.
You are driving. You can make reservations. You can check out the menu. You can order pickup, and you can order online at thelowryuptown.com. Happy third day of Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama. Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything fine Corinthian leather. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, that's soft,
Dawn McClain, it is. And Kenner Mattel, known in some circles as just Kenny. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, not only can you listen to us, but all during Project Down and Dirty Week, are you ready? You right there can watch radio.
Wow.
I'll say it again. Get ready to say wow again, Lex. You can watch radio.
Wow.
Dawn, how do they watch radio? Would you like to tell the folks?
Sure. Well, right now you can watch us on Zoom by going to mytalk1071.com and just...
I'm waving right now.
Yeah, click on... You'll see the carousel thing that has the Project Down and Dirty logo. Click on that. And
should we dab?
Should we dab?
You
like
should.
Like a bingo dabber?
Do kids dab anymore? Or floss that dance? Are they doing that anymore?
What happened?
You know the...
Yeah. What is a dab? What's
know
a dab?
How to do that.
What is she doing?
She's dabbing.
Is she having an episode? I'm just watching her.
It looks like something wrestlers do.
It does.
Oh, like, yeah, in Victory? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a Hulk Hogan thing.
I'm so glad people aren't flossing anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that got old. That got real old.
It's probably good for your hips, though. Get some going, you know?
Yeah.
Kids is what it does. It just makes me hate kids.
Yep.
Stop doing that, kid.
Yeah.
It's
like when Napoleon Dynamite came out.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing that voice. All the kids.
And
parents would be like, listen to how good he is. I'm like, I've heard every kid
eat
do
your
it.
Tots.
Guys, Lex, don't look at it yet.
We're doing the Tootsie Roll? Oh, okay.
Lex, do not click on the donation center.
Okay, I won't.
Don't do it. None of you do it yet. So we ended the break at like 10,000 something, right? Right, guys?
Yes.
10,000 something?
Yes.
We are raising money for Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Alexis?
Yes?
Please now refresh our donation page.
Refresh. Oh my gosh!
Whoa.
We have $11,945!
That's great!
Wow!
Whoa.
$11,009.
We almost did $3,000 in that commercial break.
My word! That's amazing!
Alexis is now on the floor.
Whoa, hold on. I gotta get lower.
Put your pants on, Lex.
I can't get down.
Oh my gosh.
She's hold on a second.
Get her a towel.
She is. If you're watching our Zoom,
she needs a mop and a bucket.
We need some Swiffers down here. Wow.
Swiffers?
Oh boy.
Guys, we are like $60 away from $12,000.
I mean, I just took a series of pictures of her getting on the floor, getting up off the floor, sinking down. Oh,
well, that's unfortunate. Delete, done.
I will put those up on Instagram.
I don't know about the three of us. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Zoom thing while I'm working, but I think Lex on Zoom should be a permanent thing every day.
Me too.
Because it's so fun watching you. You are such a nut. It's just so fun.
It's crazy. Lex, there's
just a few. I do love seeing you guys. I really wish we could do this more often.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel,
I'll do it with you.
Consensus is, but okay, Don, thanks.
Sure, I'll do it.
Yes.
Let's do some Kenny.
If it's private, I'll do it.
It'll be just so we can see each other.
Yeah. Okay. If it's private.
Lex, let's do a few. We have just a few shout outs that we haven't done before. Why don't you do it? And there's a lot of dedications. Let's do a few of them.
Oh, yes. All right. Courtney, dedicated to the monkey at the zoo who grabbed her grandpa's face and put his lips on his and blew into his mouth.
What?
What? Quite a visual, Courtney.
What?
That's Courtney. Harassment.
Courtney, you need to call in.
Please, we need to know the surrounding circumstances of that. When a monkey's at close enough to grab your grandpa's face.
How did he get it out of the cage?
Maybe was this at a zoo? A special experience.
Is there an HR at the zoo? Somebody needs to deal with this. A rabid monkey, this horny monkey.
Well, Lex, you missed a dedication. Sheila Thompson gave $100 dedicated to cousin Alexis. Oh. Thank you for starting my mornings off with happiness.
Thank you, Sheila. I love you so much. Awesome. Erin dedicates to her grandparents. Erin dedicates to the Happy Respiratory Care Week, to all the retweets, and to never take a breath for granted, she says.
Absolutely.
Very true. Like Jennifer dedicates to us for making her laugh every morning. So thank you.
Guys,
Pamela,
thank you so much.
Oh, her beloved Grandpa Joe. She lost 10 years ago tomorrow.
Oh.
my talkers, thank you so much, sincerely. It's just so amazing.
What, Lex?
Okay, this just cracks me up. Heather dedicates her donation to her sister, Courtney, and she asks for an ideal smio.
Dios mío.
Dios mío, Courtney.
While watching, my feet are killing me. That's right. Alexis's mother-in-law. That promo, every time I hear it, I am laughing so hard. Yeah. I apologize. It is annoying, and I apologize in advance, but that was a genuine belly laugh.
It's not annoying.
No, but imagining your mother-in-law, Lex... my feet are killing me on TLC.
Thinking she's all alone in the kitchen talking to the TV. That's just awesome. Yeah.
She's watching all of those shows, too. And she gets in and watch a marathon of My 600-Pound Life and Pimple Popper. And
that's my kind of show.
The feet one. Oh,
yeah. God. Well, we're not going to stop here. Look, we are now at exactly $12,000. We just hit the $12,000 mark. But there is no reason we can't do 13,000 by the end of our show, right, Kenny? Because we need to go back to the Jerry Lewis Telethon donation desk.
Where are we going, guys?
To answer the most important question of all, I know Kenny and I want to know, Alexis, where are we in comparison to the other broadcasts?
We are Team One.
Team One!
Team One! We have 12,000. Okay, here we go. Let's go through. Team 2, Donna and Steve with $5,671.
Wait, so we're over double?
Yes.
Yeah, that's over double.
Yes, we are. It is over double, right? Team Colleen and Bradley in third with $5,322.
Yeah.
And Lori and Julia, $4,000.
They were so funny yesterday. I walked in to do my recording, and I walked up. I'm like, hey, girls. And we did a little air hug, and I flirted with Julia, as I do. And they were laughing hysterically. Julia was like, we were number one at the beginning of yesterday, and then we quickly plummeted to number four. Yeah. And Lori goes, and that's where we will stay.
Should we? I'm wondering if we should subcontract our services, Jason. Should the four of us hire out to those hoopleheads because they can't seem to get it done, and maybe help them out? I don't know.
Maybe. You know what, Kenny? You know what? This week is all about giving. It really is. So, Kenny, let's dedicate this next rich people shout out to help Lori and Julia. Now, who are they raising money for? Who are we? Do we know who they're raising
they
money for?
They are raising money for Springboard for the Arts.
I love Springboard. This is going to be easy. Kenny?
It's great.
Here's the caveat, though, Jason. Here's the caveyat. When you donate to Springboard, Springboard for the Arts for Lori and Julia.
I'm sorry. Yes.
When you do that, you must thank or dedicate your donation to the Jason and Alexis show.
That will piss them off. Oh, Kenny, that is delicious.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Kenny.
We can't do good without doing evil. So please donate to Springboard for the Arts.
Kenny, Jason that is the best idea of the week. Okay, let's get to the rich people. Here we
go. All right, where are we going now, guys? Where are we going?
Where were we going, Jim? Oh, we were going down to Invergrove Heights and Newport.
Dear Invergrove Heights, I see you in your Lexuses. I see you in your BMW X5s. I am M-Series. I see you in your Mercedes GLEs. It's time to pull over. Grab that Coach purse that you got at the outlet for an incredible $147.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone that it's really just made for the outlets and not real Coach. But anyway.
Oh my God.
It's a facade.
Jeez, it just ruined my life by you saying that.
Oh, believe me, I have. Are you kidding me? I don't care. It doesn't matter. I shop there all the time. Anyway, back to
Invergrove. I crocheted my own.
We see you. We need you to donate right now to Lori and Julia's team. But please, in the dedication, dedicate it to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Because not only are you giving back to Springboard for the Arts, but simultaneously pissing off Lori and Julia.
Yes. And there's
nothing Thank you better. Very much, everybody. And God bless the Colbys.
Oh, yes.
Just proving that we can do their job better than they can.
Totally.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. 8:16. Oh, we have a half-price deal, Dawn,
we
go to break?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dawn.
Yeah, we're supposed to remind you, half-price deal. Look at the
Dawn, half-price deal, Dawn.
This is for new patients only, please. It's Skin Rehab Aesthetics, 30 units of Botox or Xeomin for half price. And at Skin Rehab Aesthetics, they aim to achieve a confident and renewed you. Go to mytalk1071.com, keyword deals, for this offer. Someone who emailed in earlier this week and was like, I can't get the deal. And I'm like, you have to wait till Thursday at 8 a.m. Calm down.
I like how you slip into the voice.
I know. And Alexis looks like a hostage. She's holding up
Alexis
a sign for Dawn. Half price deal, Dawn.
I wasn't looking at the camera.
Lex is like making a hostage video over there.
I was like, oh yeah, we need a reminder.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Guys, and don't forget.
Oh my gosh. We already have donations to Springboard for the Arts.
Do we? Okay, we got to talk about that later. Oh God, they're going to be so mad at us anyway. Thank you for donating. And don't forget, you can watch us all week long at the Project Down and Dirty page at mytalk1071.com. Dawn McClain has the biggest entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert right after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything. Oh, Lori and Julia are going to be mad. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But let me just say quickly, you guys are the best and so funny. Forget us. You My Talkers are so funny as you dedicate to Lori and Julia's.
On behalf of Jason and Alexis. I mean,
somebody called us My Talk's number one show. Oh, God. That's going to be the end of
see that one?
Yes, Robert Russell writes, dedicated to My Talk's number one show, Jason and Alexis.
Somebody, My Talkers, one of you used the words the franchise playing morning show or the franchise players or something like that. Put in franchise there somewhere.
are going to die.
My God.
This is fantastic. Keep the donations coming. Wow. We'll talk. We'll read more later. Dawn, what do we have?
Okay. There's a lawsuit that a woman actually filed against Amazon regarding content that she bought through Amazon. So it's a class action lawsuit against Amazon earlier this year for unfair competition and false advertising, claiming that the company secretly reserves the right to end a customer's access to content they purchased. Now, they're talking about, like, let's say you buy a movie on Amazon. You don't actually own that, because if they remove it from the service, it's gone. All right? Yeah. So Amazon's response to that is, it's no secret. When you buy digital content, what you're actually paying for is a limited license. And that content may be unavailable if a third-party rights holder revokes or modifies Amazon's license.
They are clear about that. For some reason, I know about that, and I shouldn't.
It's in the user agreement. It's stuff that you don't read. It's like when you sign up for Amazon Prime or buy something, it's in the small print.
But have you seen where they try to get you to buy a movie for $1.99 or whatever, and that movie will be available for the next month or next 3 days or next whatever, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Is that the same thing?
I think it's a little different, because this has to do with, really, like, for instance, I bought all the Star Wars movies on Amazon, and it's like I downloaded them, but let's say something happens and they remove those from Amazon. You're in trouble, because then you just don't own them anymore. It's not available. So you're kind of just running it for the time that they have it. So the lesson here is, if you really want it, you have to buy a DVD or Blu-ray.
Yep.
I mean,
It's
too bad. We think it lives forever on there, but according to the agreement that you sign, it's clear.
Really.
So this class action lawsuit, I don't think, has a lot of legs.
No, but it's a good, it's a good learning moment. This lawsuit's a good learning moment for all of us, because you do think, when you press that buy button, you think, I have this forever. Well, forever may end March 12th.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know when the end date is.
Exactly.
It's 2020. We don't know anything anymore.
So we do know that
VHS life, guys, that's the way to go.
Those deteriorate over time, Alexis.
I have a backup VCR in case I need it.
Okay.
It's still in the box, unopened, ready to go in case of emergency.
Batteries in a Ziploc bag just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want them to corrode in there, you know?
Yeah. Okay, this is big news in the world of Major League Baseball. They're investigating the actions of Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner after he took to the field following his team's World Series victory on Tuesday night. So ESPN says that he was pulled in the eighth, and later it turned out that he tested positive for COVID-19. But then he ended up, when they won, on the field celebrating with everyone. So an MLB statement criticized him for disregarding the agreed-upon join protocols. And the commissioner, Rob Manfred, called the night bittersweet due to his actions. And here's another element to
it. Should have been quarantining.
That's even worse. Yeah, he tweeted afterward, "I feel great. No symptoms at all. Just experienced every emotion you can possibly imagine. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate with my guys." But he was out there.
Well,
and even if you are asymptomatic, you can still spread the virus. That's the thing. That's the problem with coronavirus.
Yep.
Wait, so they pulled him. I don't know anything about this story. They pulled him in the eighth inning. Right?
Yeah, it says ESPN reports that he was inexplicably pulled in the eighth. So he got a positive. They test them every day. So people are questioning, why didn't they have those results before the game? And why wouldn't the MLB wait on testing results before allowing anyone to take the field on the last night?
Yeah.
So this kind of, the onus goes on the MLB, or at least the Dodgers. It's just, it's a strange story. He wanted to be out there and celebrate. It's just...
I get that. Absolutely. But then just throw on a mask, you know, and stave. I don't know.
But he's hooping and hollering and jumping around and very close.
Yeah, the mask isn't going to help in that, but not a lot in that circumstance. I get it, but, you know, he wants to be with his teammates. Well, you know, there are junior and seniors in high school that want to go to prom. You know, there are basketball players in junior high that want to play. Everyone's making sacrifices. So, I mean, I want to be in the same room with all of you, but, well... Not all.
That ain't gonna happen, buddy. I'm a spoon, you guys.
Wait, what?
We're gonna take a break. Project Down and Dirty.
I'm the big one.
You're the big spoon.
Yeah. Sure. We'll be right back. Right after this. Welcome back. Project Down and Dirty Day 3. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Everything Lori and Julia. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We're raising money. We're raising money. Our show is for Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Mm-hmm. But we're taking a pause on that because we are well out ahead of the other teams. We are at $12,285.
Wow. Thank you.
So we decided, because poor Lori and Julia are in last place, they have... around $4,000. So Kenny had the great idea to give some of our airtime, pity airtime, to Lori and Julia.
Oh my gosh.
With an asterisk.
With an asterisk. So we are going to publicize their charity. But here's the asterisk. Kenny, please tell the My Talkers what the asterisk is.
What we'd like you to do, and it doesn't matter if you donate $500, $5, or 5 cents, all we're asking is that you donate that, and in the comments section or in the dedication section, dedicate it to the franchise players of the morning show at My Talk, the Jason and Alexis show. Just get in franchise somewhere and make sure you get in Jason and Alexis, because they only know us as the morning show. But the truth be told is, you know, we're the power players here. We're shadow management. We basically run the joint because of you, My Talkers.
We're My Talk's deep state.
Yes. Yeah. Truth is out.
So
many of you have.
Okay, Lex, let's give some shout outs to people. Okay, go to Lex. What do we have?
Okay. Heather says, to the best radio show in the Twin Cities, Jason and Alexis. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy says, Jason, Alexis, Don, and Kenny, they rock radio at its best.
Perfect.
Dan says, the morning show. And also Team Raisin and cottage cheese.
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh,
that's good.
Kim. Yeah. In honor of Jason Alexis franchise, there's your word there, Kenny.
Perfect.
Franchise players.
Let's see. Aslin says Jason Alexis, Kenny, and Don. Robert says, that JC read that one, the number one show. Barbara, Wanda, we have Kim, Nancy, Tracy, Linda. She says, for making mornings bearable, thanks to all of you. Sharon, $100. That's awesome. Yeah. She says she loves the rivalry. We have Alicia, Liz, Lisa, and Teresa.
Talkers are so awesome. You guys are so awesome.
And we're not the only ones doing this. So, guys, I don't know if you saw this. Hannah, our digital director, posted a tweet. Oh, no, this was yesterday.
Oh.
We're not the only shenanigans happening, because a tweet went out on the My Talk account about 18 hours ago that says, if you love Colleen and Bradley more than Donna and Steve, donate here.
Yes.
I did see that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And I wondered who put her up to that, or is she just being nefarious?
I think she's just being nefarious. Phil Jones also donated in our effort, too.
Phil
donated both efforts.
We love you, Phil.
Both the last effort and the 7 o'clock and this one.
And I was thinking about it, guys, when they donate Team Raisin or Team Cottage Cheese, Lori and Julie are going to go, huh? What's that mean? And they'll probably end up saying it on the air, which just proves to all the listeners that they don't listen to us.
They don't. Dawn McClain, she's available. Could you get Nosferatu on the telephone device, please? We're going to be calling our boss. The horrible, wretched hose beast of a woman, B. Arthur, will be joining us. We're going to let her know what we're up to.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to buy tickets. $10. Gets you access to the video tomorrow.
Is Rocco busy today? Does he have any scenes today?
Hello?
B. Arthur!
Hey, B!
Hey, guys. Hi, Lex. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Yeah, Kenny and I are here too, but anyway, hose beast. It's your morning show calling you. How are you doing?
I'm doing super duper. How about you?
Well, I think you're going to be proud of us because when you do like us, you like us. And you like us when we cause trouble. We're causing trouble, B. Arthur.
Excellent. Excellent.
Did you hear what we're doing?
No, what are you doing?
Kenny, tell B. Arthur what we're doing.
Well, B, we're so far ahead of all the other shows with donations. I mean, it's 2-1. I mean, it's second place, I think. Yeah, or like 6,000 behind us. It's really a shame. And Lojay, they're in dead last.
Oh, that's so shocking.
We've decided we're going to take a break from promoting ourselves and our charity to helping Lojay out, we're trying to promote
Springboard for the Arts.
Yes, but the deal is for my talkers when they donate to Springboard for the Arts in the comment section, in the dedication section, they have to dedicate it to Jason and Alexis, the franchise show of My Talk.
Oh, my God.
We've raised how much? 600 for them?
600. Yeah. Over $600 since we started this.
The girls are going to have an aneurysm.
I know. We hope.
I can't wait to hear 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
at least 20 so far people have. At
B, listen to some of these dedications. Heather,
oh my God.
Heather donated, dedicated to the best radio show in the Twin Cities, Jason and Alexis. Amy writes, Jason, Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny is radio at its best.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then finally, Robert Russell has the one that'll just kill him. Dedicated to My Talk's number one show, Jason.
You know very well that I will be the one that will have to scrape up the puddle with a spatula and try and reconstitute 2 afternoon hosts. Oh my God, that is the best.
Yeah, have fun, B. Not that you don't have enough going on, but have fun with
it. Yeah, but you know what? I love the drama. I love it.
We need something to talk about for the reunion show tomorrow, so we may as well get in, you know, a big fight, a big brawl.
That's right. And Jason and I have been back channeling about the reunion show, and you guys, you know, this is year 10 for Project Down and Dirty. So I think we're going to we'll do a little bit of a retrospective about all the PD&Ds that we've done. Miss Shannon and Kat Perkins are hosting.
Great.
And I've also asked Davina of Davina and the Vagabonds, who had a speaking role in this War of the Worlds production, to see if she'll come in and be a special guest. She is a huge My Talk fan and was so excited to come in and do her part. She played Davina.
Cool. I remember I filled in for her. The first day,
yes.
I'm like, why am I going full out on this? Because it's not even going to make it into the broadcast.
Yeah.
We got the real Davina. And we also have Cornbread Harris's music that you guys are going to talk to him, aren't you?
Yes, tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, Jace, go ahead. Before we let you go, because we have to go to break, we talked about this earlier. Briefly, to encourage people to spend the $10 to buy the video. Can you explain how you felt when Alexis and I were doing our bit together with all the sexual innuendos?
Oh, My God. Jeffrey Hatcher, who, again, for people who don't know him, he's written a ton of things, but he wrote The Good Liar for Helen Mirren, I think, last year. But he wrote, after we had a meeting from the table read, he wrote your character super gay because he made Jason made an artistic choice.
Yes, nobody can be offended. It's a character. It's Lance. So go ahead.
It's
yes.
Lance. Yep, it's Lance. So and then Lance is working with the airman who is actually Alexis, and the That's scene right. became uber sexual.
Yeah, we. I had to suffer through them describing it to us, and we're like, we gotta go. Oh, we can't.
Super
creepy.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable right. in the best Brother. Way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hearing yeah. Jason and Alexis be sexual with each other is and AIM. I was telling them the off the like the Alexis practicing with herself trying to deepen her voice.
Oh my God,
was almost better than the role itself. Her right AIM because we were listening.
Yeah, here's my impression. Here's my impression of Alexis trying to do a male airman. Okay, you guys, I'm going to try this. Tell me if this is low enough. Okay. All right, we're diving. No, Alex, you need to, like, Jason's like, Alex, try and take it from the back of your throat. Oh, okay, let me try it again.
Oh, no.
Let me try it again.
Careful.
We're diving. Is that good?
No, try to take it from the back of your throat. Oh, no.
Oh, the back of my throat. Okay, let me try it again. We're diving.
You have these outtakes, right, Amy?
Oh,
they're on Zoom. I'll have to go look for them.
Oh, gosh. It was so good. But that's why you need to spend the $10, everybody. You need to see this.
Yeah. And again, just to be clear, if you want to see us performing this or see them performing this, then it's $10. You get to see the making of. You'll watch them perform this this production. If you want to just hear it, only audio only, I'll be taking the files home this weekend and making it into a radio only production that'll be on 7 o'clock Monday night.
Oh God. Fine. Okay. We just had another one that said, Michelle, love to all the shows, but the morning show is the best.
No.
Oh, you guys understand that Lori doesn't even know how to use a computer, so yeah. I'm going to have to show her where all this is so they can see it.
Yeah, or Rocco maybe can read it to them.
Yeah, maybe Rocco can read it to them. That's perfect.
B, have yes.
Oh, my God. New radio bit.
Yes. Have Rocco
read
comments.
We need to start a new bit from here forward where you guys plant social media posts. Oh. And then Rocco reads them back to them in the afternoon.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
Yes, well, do that.
Gone. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No. Thank you, B. There's B. Arthur.
All right. Love you guys.
We love you.
Too.
We're going to wrap up today's show when we come back. Stay with us. Little throwback. Little Beyonce getting you going. Welcome back. It's day three of Project Down and Dirty right here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny wrapping things up today. We are having fun, man. This has been a hoot. Don't forget, you can watch radio all week long. Right, Lex? You can watch radio.
Yeah, that's right. All you need to do is go to mytalk1071.com. Right there at the carousel, you'll see it. Just Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama. You'll see us.
You can see us. You can see us right now. We're waving at you. Hi, everyone watching on the Zoom.
Hey, girl, hi.
Let's check in with totals. We'll do both. Let's do ours first because, you know, Project Down and Dirty is all about entertainment, but it's really all about raising money. We are raising money for Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly. Where are we at, Lex?
Right now, we are at $12,625.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. 230 people have donated to Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. So thank you so, so, so much.
Yeah. And more importantly, in the last half hour, where are we with Lori and Julia's donations, Lex?
All right, Lori and Julia. Let's see. We are at $4,770.
All right, we've raised $740 for them.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah.
See?
Great job, my talkers.
We are giving back so in funny. All sorts of ways. Yes. Do we have another?
Amy was, she was so right. Rocco's going to have to tell them because neither, because they'll think they're doing it on their own. So Rocco's going to have to break the bad news to him.
Yes.
Poor Rocco.
Start having to read these comments.
Because like I said yesterday when I walked in, they were sitting there and I haven't seen them. And it was so good to see them and I'm talking to them. But as I was rounding the corner, I heard Julia say, where are we? Where are we in the totals? And Lori goes, we're last. And that's where we'll stay. I was like, oh, gosh. They've already given up, but and then there's a rivalry going on between the midday shows. I guess yesterday Steve was joking around and said that Colleen and Bradley suck. So then that starts. So they're going at it. So it's
fun.
This
is great. I can't wait to hear more about that too and what they're doing.
They're really tied. Let me look. Those two shows. Yeah. Those two shows. Those two are basically neck and neck. Donna and Steve have $5,771. They're in second place. Colleen and Bradley are nipping at their heels at $5,397.
Oh, so close.
So close.
So I wonder what favor they could do for us in order to convince us to help one of them out. Because, you know, we are the franchise players here, you know. So who do we throw our support behind?
We are all about
Colleen listening?
We're all about accuracy. Oh. And Colleen has corrected me. She said, the actual Steve Patterson quote was, quote, suck it, Colleen and Bradley.
Yeah, so that's true. Sorry. He did say that.
Yes,
he says he bursts out with weird things and goes, oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. So Colleen, I'm very, very sorry. And Colleen would like everyone to know that Donna and Steve will be the ones who will suck it today.
Oh,
okay. Gauntlet thrown. Yes. Wow.
Go get them, Colleen. Go get them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love this.
So today, make sure.
Juicy.
Make sure you listen to Lori and Julia today. We just want you to listen to us. But seriously. Please listen to Lori and Julia and report back to us.
Please let us know. Yes.
Please
let
us know.
We'll be recording right at the time. What is our schedule today?
It's wackadoodle.
Okay.
Basically,
I'm going to sleep in my car.
Yeah, yesterday was
for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, Dawn, you and I are the same. We have that weird break in between. So let's go canoodle in the car, Dawn.
Okay.
Whoa. Ooh.
Look at the time.
Look at the time. That's going to do it for us today. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. We love you. You do you as you always do. You are the best in the world. Championship over and over again. We love you so much and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.